You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 19th of December 2022, Farzana Yakubi, a 21-year-old law student at AUT, was murdered by a man who had been repeatedly stalking her and sending her threatening messages on social media. In the months leading up to her murder, Farzana made multiple police reports with evidence of her experienced stalking, urging law enforcement to intervene. However, her reports were effectively disregarded and treated as low priority, as there are no official laws in Aotearoa that criminalize stalking. Farzana's murder triggered a call to the government from numerous activists across the motu to come up with more effective legislation to criminalize stalking and establish more effective preventative measures in law enforcement. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Leonie Morris from the Auckland Women's Centre to discuss a petition of theirs calling for the official criminalization of stalking. Kia ora, Leonie. Thanks for coming on the show to talk to us. Tell us about the petition and what it's about.
We've launched a petition to criminalise stalking. So in New Zealand, there is no crime against stalking, and we're finding more and more that this is causing tremendous harm to people. Your listeners probably know of Farzana Yakubi, who was murdered by her stalker, and there was a recent Independent Police Complaints Authority report looking at the way the police handled her situation, because 8 weeks before she was murdered, she reported to the police that she was in danger and the police did nothing. And 8 weeks later, she was murdered. So we really need this new legislation as soon as possible to make sure that another person doesn't die in these circumstances.
Why have we been so slow to criminalize stalking as a country?
I'm not sure why. I mean, we've been lobbying for this for the last 4 years. I think there is a misunderstanding about how dangerous psychological violence is. People can understand physical violence, but stalking is a form of psychological violence. It's deploying tactics of coercion to control another person, to have them living in fear. And I don't think our politicians quite understand how dangerous it is.
Currently, if a woman approaches law enforcement with an issue related to stalking, what's likely to happen?
We know that what happens is that the police do nothing, and that's why we desperately need this new law. Once there's a new law, the police will understand that stalking is dangerous and that it's a crime, and they'll be trained in how to respond to it to keep people safe.
The Auckland Women's Centre, which you work with, offers support and counselling services to women. How many women come to the centre with issues related to stalking?
Actually, we're not the first port of call. It would be more likely that women would call the domestic violence services. Women's Refuge and in Auckland, Shine would be the main agencies that people would go to. Often they might ring us first to find out where to go, and we would refer them to those agencies.
Do you know how many women are affected by stalking nationwide?
No, because there's no law against it, there's no statistics kept. But in countries like the United States, they know that 1 in 6 women will be stalked in her lifetime and 1 in 16 men. So it's widespread. It's a common problem. We know this.
How would you say New Zealand fares when it comes to its laws regarding women's safety in general?
We have the Family Violence Act is a good piece of legislation, and it does recognise psychological violence. In that case, it's the implementation of the Act which is not carried out as well as it should be. For example, people might get a protection order against them because their ex-partner's been violent towards them. But sometimes when they ring and say that he's broken the protection order, there's no consequences for him.
So we're now at the end of the interview. Do you have a message you'd like to send either to the government or to our listeners?
Yes, we need this piece of legislation urgently. Right now, thousands of people in New Zealand are living with the terror of being stalked. Minister Goldsmith says his priority is cracking down on violent offenders. Stalking is violent. It is psychological violence. It's controlling the victim through relentless fear. and we need this legislation before another person is murdered by their stalker.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.